Lord, bring us upwards. Lord, we want to repent where we despised your table, where we didn't give you the honor. Lord, we want to appreciate everything that you accomplished. This word really spoke to me. Verse 7 especially, where it says, by saying the table of the Lord is contemptible, or you offer defiled food on my altar. It's very serious for the Father. And if it's so serious for him, is it also as serious for me? Because the altar, as we heard today, it is the table of the Lord today. That's why the Lord wants his consciousness in us for his holiness. And a good chapter that the Lord spoke to me when I went through these verses was 1 Corinthians 11. Or it starts in 1 Corinthians 10, where Paul speaks about the example of Israel. In verse 11, he says, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. I have to ask myself, do I take this admonition from Malachi on? The word that the Lord wants to write into our hearts, do I receive it? Especially if it's about the table of the Lord. And one chapter later, in 1 Corinthians 11, that's where he speaks about the table of the Lord, where he shows this example, where it shows what the Corinthians did, how they kept the feast. In verse 20, it says, therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. What do they do there? In 21, for in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others. And one is hungry and another is drunk. Oh Lord, they have no consciousness what this is about. They mix the eating, the bread, and they don't distinguish in their hearts. We have to honor the Lord. This is something that the Lord really wants to impress us in Malachi, that we have reverence before him. When we see what the Lord prepared in his table, we heard this morning what the Lord has accomplished by giving his precious blood for us. He went to the cross and shed his blood for us. That's how we eat this bread, as this pure food today, this lamb without fail. That's what the Lord wants to write into our hearts. That's what we need for the preparation. When I prepared for the conference, that we need to prepare for the feast, for the table of the Lord. When I go to the university or to the work, I just come. We don't have to prepare much. I can just walk in and sit on my desk and start. But with the table of the Lord, we can't just do it like that. You can't do it at this time. Yeah, we have to prepare. The Father has prepared so much for us. Then it's our task to to really align with this. What I always see when I'm invited for a big feast, when I think about how what to wear, what food do I bring, if it's a birthday gift that matches the person, how can I make this person happy who's inviting, that he is happy. That's how it is with the table of the Lord. We have to prepare food for that. We prepare food for the Father. That's why Paul says in verse 28 in chapter 11, 1 Corinthians 11, when you come to the table in 28, it says, but let a man examine himself. Yes, prepare. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. This is what the Lord desires. He wants to train us as the high priest, that we as a priesthood bring such offerings. That's what I realized. I have to prepare for that. I can't just walk in. And I thought about, what's my attitude when I come? Do I do it out of tradition because I've done it many years and I do it every Sunday? Or is it fresh and new every week? Often we start the week with the table of the Lord. Every week it should be fresh and new and living. It's so good to, I pray with Psalm 26, verse 2, search me, O Lord. Search my heart and my inner parts. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. It takes many hours, the days before, to be examined. It has to be done diligently. I had to repent before the Lord. I realized it's not enough to just cleanse myself shortly before. I have to do it earlier. And that's also a way how I can honor the Father and lift up his name. When I am aware that he is holy and such a high king, then I really like to prepare. Then I'm able to humble myself and to give everything to him. Where's bitterness in my heart and where I'm not reconciled with you? Where do I have my own will? When I learn to search of this before I come to the table, then it's not just a joy for me, but also for the Father. And that's my experience in the last few weeks when I asked the question, Lord, how can I honor you? How can my life honor you? In verse 6, it says, a son, in Malachi, a son honors his father. Father, we want to honor you. And that's what I want to do. This happens by having such appreciation for the table of the Lord, that it's not a tradition, no empty practice. That's fresh and new. That's why we can all receive this invitation. He's inviting us and he wants us to come. And it really depends on us. How do we handle it? How do we prepare for that invitation, for the table? that we can feast in the joy of the Lord. That's why this word is very serious. And on the other hand, I'm very encouraged to accept this invitation and to purify my heart that this feast is fresh in me, that I can remember what the Lord has accomplished. And He made me a priest, and we want to be His priesthood and bring honor to His name and praise Him and glorify Him. Esau. In the old man, you can't do it. This old Esau, he doesn't want to, and he doesn't want to prepare, and he's lazy. In verse 4, in Malachi 1, that's the people against whom the Lord will have indignation forever. In the way I keep the feast, and if I don't come in the right way and purify my heart, and I'm like this, these people that the Lord has indignation forever. In Romans 2:5, you can really collect, heap up the wrath of God. Yeah, Esau doesn't feel like it. I have to give my heart to the Lord. In verse 9, it says, but now entreat God's favor that He may be gracious to us. How can we do this? By trying really hard? By taking Christ and live Christ and bring Christ back to the Father. That's how we can entreat God's favor so He is gracious to us. Praise the Lord for this word. That's the love of the Lord to us.